Okay. He let me meditate. You know where she is? There. She is in deep meditative state. Very good. That's why lying down can meditate on. No, can doze off, but fully aware inside. So you have to give it a try. Of course, first time when you are not familiar, don't try to go sleeping meditation. Relative say can. I tell you, you are doze off, you sleep, then you snore, then you in the dreamland, at least wandering. Then by the time you wake up, you are still here. If you understand life, you will be very thankful and very grateful for what your parent has given you, the life, to really live life. But there are so many things you can do. You can go to Tsuchi and help out. You can do the thing that you like to do. You can travel. You can have the good life. But life is not just restricted to one suffering. And hold on to that thought and become miserable away for 20, 30 years. Is it worth? You are throwing away your life. You attach and cling and hold to all this. And what is it? It's only a thought. It's only your thought telling you. How come thought has such power to make you so miserable? That's why you have to understand. Then when you understand, you straight away come out. There was another Kayamita also wake up and develop a lot of understanding. Because of this word, it's only a thought. Then your life decide, choose to be happy. Oh, then when she was in attachment that time, caught inside that, all of a sudden that understanding came. She remembered what I say and the contemplative. Then she said, yeah, why I so stupid? Go and worry about this. Go and worry about that. Then cannot accept them just because the behavior. Sometimes it's your own children, no? Sometimes it's your daughter-in-law. Sometimes it's your son-in-law. No, sometimes it's somebody close to you, no? Your colleague or your good friend, no? Then because of that you get damn angry, you know, and frustrated, you know, they're unhappy, you know. Then your life like affected, you know. This is not loving yourself, you know, torturing yourself, making yourself miserable. You know. Then why you want to continue doing that? Then you remember, oh, my life, you know, I hold the key to my own destiny, you know. I got a choice, you know, to be happy or to be unhappy. It's dependent on my choice. Well, he said, I choose to be happy. Then forget about the whole thing, no, really. Then he said, I want to go and live life. Call up the friend, the colleague, go for makan, go for whatever. Then she find that as she come out and do all this, she get back her life. No, then there is meaning. No, because the colleague was very sincere, the friend was very sincere. Then sometimes come over to have dinner and all those things. No. Oh, so beautiful. Then at dinner, she learned a lot. Every time at dinner, she talked to me. You know what she said or not? She said, but I have to tell you the truth. Because she went to Mahayana temple most of the time. Then she also English limited. Mandarin again. She said, I learned the real Dhamma by talking to you during dinner time. Or when I'm together with you. I go temple. The sutta, everything. I don't know what they really tell me, very technical, very theoretical, cannot apply. Yours very good, can apply. So, a lot of people who have this ability to understand Dhamma, if it's presented correctly and appropriately, so that it can be easily understood, because it's related to real life, and you know how to link everything up. That's why it is now effective. It has the ability or potency to bring about transformation in the living being, human being. So all these are possible. Okay? Okay, now, who wants to report your meditation? Or ask any question? Anybody? Ah, yes. Ah, singing. Ah, very good. Pass the mic to her. Oh, sorry. Yeah, thank you.
first thing is, thank you, Brother Teo, for letting me come. I also need to apologize.
No problem.
You're right. The thought is very cunning.
Yeah, thought is very cunning, yeah.
I think on second day, I don't know how, I started to doubt.
Very good. Don't worry, continue.
There is doubt, and then you investigate, and then you realize that it's the cunning mind talking.
Yeah, the thought.
So, I'm very glad I always take your advice, I investigate. Then I realize that what you teach is always right.
Yeah.
So, thank you.
Sadhu. I rejoice too, because you really investigate into it. Otherwise, you believe it is not so powerful. You believe, but you know how to investigate and understood it, then you know how to live and act. Understand? Otherwise, it's just a belief, like you console yourself. Yeah, la, brother, you say correct. La. It's just a thought. But inside, still not like that. Outside, yeah, just a thought. But when the thing happen again, you go back the same old pattern. Understand? So it's very important that you investigate. Then when you investigate, this becomes an understanding. Then next time when it happened, because you investigated, like she said, she realized what I shared was correct. So it can deal with the situation. It can give understanding. That's why this is to tell you investigation is very important. Like the Buddha said, he only show you the way. You have to walk the path yourself. Good. You can continue.
And then I've been stuck with metta meditation for a while.
Oh, okay.
And then suddenly I could manage.
Oh, very good.
I think someone helped me.
Oh, sadhu. Sadhu. Oh, very good.
Then I also realized why I got stuck.
Oh.
I've been too hard on myself.
Yes, you are too hard on yourself. You didn't understand how to love yourself, forgive yourself, be kind to yourself. Very good.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. I rejoice too. Sadhu.
Then I got a question now.
Okay, very good.
Today, meditate, you can always hear the heartbeat.
Wow, so good. So fast. Oh, you can always feel.
From the start, when I started with
When you come to the class. Oh, yeah, you attended the Saturday class, yes.
And then, no more heartbeat.
Oh, very good.
Then how?
Oh, okay. Okay. Very good question. She can feel the heartbeat ever since the day she came to the class Saturday. No. Cempaka is Saturday. Cempaka is always Saturday. But not important. I can remember Cempaka always Saturday. You remember why? I cancel Saturday, remember? I say, combine. Go to Sunday class. Because if I take on Saturday, you know, 1 week, I got 4 weekly sessions, no? And 2-3 hours. No? It's not to say I cannot, but what for? After, like the Buddha, this one become a 1 hour block card very fast. And so, now already not easy, you know, but because I don't have to remember, I don't have to prepare, that's why I can do it. I got a Tuesday class at my house, 2 hours, 8:30 to 10:30, but we start nowadays at 8:15. Then Thursday class, you all know, so we are there also 8:30 to 10:30. We also start at 8:15 now. Then Wu Ping Jin Se is like the Saturday class, 3 hours. Dhamma plus meditation. Well, you need about 3 hours if you want both. If you want only meditation or Dhamma, then 2 hours is enough. So 1 week already, weekly class, 3. Then I have to give talk. I have to go to Klang, I have to go to SGBA. Then in between, other people invite me. Then I have to organize spiritual trip. I have to hold retreat. And I have to attend to people who come and see me. Then I got a lot of friends too. then a lot of kayanamita too, like joys. Every time come for yamcha, every time breakfast, but do you free or not? I say, you call you free. Then she very good. During that time, she will ask a lot of questions. Then she learned very fast. No, I have to off the phone. Give me a while. First phone call. Oh, music.
Thank you.